Portugal has played 17 straight international matches without a loss. The Netherlands has not lost a competitive match in 2 years. But the last time the Dutch were beaten, it was by the Portuguese. That came in a 2-1 loss in the semi-final of the 2004 European Championships. Portugal is coached by Brazilian Luis Felipe Scolari. He guided Brazil to the World Championship 4 years ago and has never himself lost a match as a World Cup coach. The Dutch are led by former star player and rookie World Cup coach Marco van Basten. Van Basten has nothing but respect for Scolari.
He's a very good trainer. He's very experienced. And it's not only the team which is a problem, it's also the trainer which makes the team also a strong team from Portugal.
Portugal has dominated the Netherlands in recent years, losing only once in their previous 9 meetings. Here at the World Cup in Germany, Portugal won all 3 of its first round games against Angola, Iran, and Mexico, scoring 5 goals and yielding 1 to place first in Group D. The Netherlands also yielded only 1 goal in finishing second in Group C with wins over Serbia and Montenegro and Ivory Coast and a scoreless draw against Argentina. Scolari, through an interpreter, said he expects a close match that neither team should be considered to have an advantage.
I think that the two teams are very equal, and probably one of the teams is going to win by the difference of 1 goal, or maybe we're going to the penalties or to decide it in the 120 minutes.
The Dutch have a much different lineup than the one that faced Portugal in Euro 2004, as coach Van Basten made a number of changes. At a news conference in Nuremberg the day before the match, Van Basten played down his team's chances against a veteran Portuguese team.
I think Portugal is a good organized team with good players, but also an experienced team. And I think we have a much younger team, not that experienced as the Portuguese team. We started 2 years ago with a lot of new players. And okay, we are on a good way, but I think we have still a long way to go to be a really strong team.
The winner of the Netherlands-Portugal match will move on to play in the World Cup quarterfinals against the winner of the England-Ecuador match. Perk Brewer, VOA Sports in Nuremberg.